Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth, and thank you for joining me. I am greatly honored that you join me each and every day here as we study Scripture together. Today, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, which says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men." Over the past few days, we have gone through the Beatitudes, and so Jesus does a shift here. And he goes into a couple illustrations, and the first of which is today with salt. And so, as far as being salt, Jesus is telling his disciples to go out, season the earth. In other words, the role of our Christian lives should help bring out the best in others, because what we're doing, how we're living our lives, will draw them to Christ, not to ourselves, but will draw them to Christ. And what's interesting about salt here is that salt is associated with the covenant priesthood, with Aaron and his descendants, and we see that in Numbers 18. And it's also associated with the covenant kingship made with David and his descendants. So the new covenant here, Jesus is saying, you are the salt of the earth. He's kind of passing on that role, if you will, to us. Yes, Jesus is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. But as his disciples, you and I further his work by our actions, by our speech, and therefore to be salt means the season, to help make the world a better place by bringing people the good news of the gospel. Thank you for joining me today. Have a great day, and God bless you.